working to rebuild. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Days after Hurricane Ian tore through southwest Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is working to get aid and electricity to people who live on barrier islands.
Because the bridge was severed, the local utility has not had anybody looking at any of the power situation. And so what I said is we're going to provide Chinook helicopters from the National Guard to bring linemen onto Sanibel Island so they can inspect the substations, see what's damaged, and then start to repair it.
DeSantis speaking on Fox's Hannity.
And you're going to soon see linemen brought in by helicopter to places like Sanibel and Pine Island, because we don't want to wait for this. We want to do as much as we can now.
And DeSantis said the state is working to get bridges to those islands rebuilt. President Biden is set to travel to Fort Myers Wednesday. Earlier today, he was in Puerto Rico to survey the damage from Hurricane Fiona. The president promising aid.
Federal government is going to provide individual assistance for up to $37,900 for essential home repairs. Another $37,900 for lost property, as the law calls for.
And the president said the U.S. government will not abandon Puerto Rico as rebuilding efforts continue 5 years after Hurricane Maria. Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker denying claims by a woman who says he sent her a get-well card and money for to pay for her abortion in 2009.
Whoever been out there want to lie on Herschel Walker, you're lying on the wrong one. It's best that you to go somewhere else, because I'm going to win this seat for the great people of Georgia.
On Fox's Hannity, the Daily Beast posted pictures of the card the woman claims was sent and signed by Walker. The head of U.S. Pacific Command is in Japan for a pre-scheduled meeting with Japanese defense leaders. This coming as North Korea has fired another ballistic missile over Japan. It landed in the Pacific Ocean. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Jury selection's begun in a third trial connected to a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor.
Michigan prosecutors call them right-wing extremists who wanted to start a civil war. Three men, Peter Masico, Joseph Morrison, and Paul Bellar, accused in Jackson County Court of conspiring to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 in a case where there's been guilty pleas and convictions on the federal level and acquittals, as well as claims the FBI set these men up. A jury cleared Brandon Caserta of all charges in all.
I mean, this is a group of dudes who shoot guns and talk crap.
And who were angered over Governor Whitmer's COVID lockdowns. The case back in court and in the headlines just weeks before voters decide if Governor Whitmer should be reelected. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Two of the four former Minneapolis police officers convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights are scheduled to begin serving their federal prison terms tomorrow. J. Alexander King and Tu Tao are scheduled to report to the U.S. Marshals Service, though federal officials have not said where they will go. Peloton scores a new deal with a major hotel brand.
By the end of the year, Hilton hotel guests around the U.S. will be able to hop on a Peloton bike to get their workout. All 5,400 U.S. Hilton-branded hotels, including Hampton, DoubleTree, and Embassy Suites, will feature at least one Peloton bike in every fitness center as the struggling company continues to broaden its customer base.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Ringo Starr has been forced to put his current tour with his all-star band on hold after testing positive for COVID-19. 5 dates, all in Canada, will be rescheduled. A statement from the band says Ringo hopes to resume as soon as possible and is recovering at home. The current iteration of the all-star band, consisting of Toto Steve Lukather, Men at Work's Colin Hay, Average White Band's Hamish Stewart, and Edgar Winter, were also forced to cancel last weekend's shows. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.